Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Diamond with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
I'm doing good.
All right. That's good to hear. How may I assist you today with your account?
Yes, I do have a problem with it. Let me pull off the side of the road. I'm driving right now. I've been at the bank trying to get this straightened out. Why are y'all charging my account 60 something dollars?
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're the third-party customer service center that only deals with there are various supplements and gadgets such as iPads, CBD cream, facial cream.
I have not ordered any of that stuff.
May I have your zip code so I can further look into it?
77871.
May I have that first and last name on the account?
My first and last name is Marilyn Ramos. And what or I mean are I'm
Yes,
trying to
ma'am.
figure
May
out
you
who.
please verify that address for me for security purposes?
6387 Private Road 4040 Normandy, Texas 77871.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. Please bear with me while I try to get into the system to see what's going on. Did you receive an
Okay.
email from anyone?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, but the company that basically charge you, they normally send emails. That's why I asked.
Okay, well, I don't know
That's fine. I'm
who
finna
are
look it
you
up.
calling? Are you
I'm the
calling for
third.
stunning? Are you calling for stunning fireplace, or are you calling for fast results?
We're the company for this. We're the third party company dealing with CBD cream, facial enhancements.
Okay, so you do have me on an account for a monthly payment or something?
Did you put in a purchase to order a generator?
I ordered a generator for $2. That was supposed to have been an excess thing.
Did you order a generator for $574?
No, ma'am, I did not.
So it told you $2.
Do what?
I was asking,
It
so the generator, how? Go ahead.
on. Okay. It was on my Facebook account that Home Depot was selling excess amounts of generators, small generators, for $2 because they were overloaded and the company was going out of business. So according to them, I qualified to get a free one for $2. That was it. There was nothing about $500 and something,
No, I
nothing
didn't
in
say
any.
five. I'm sorry, ma'am. I did not say $500. I said $5.74. But yes, ma'am, when you sign up for that generator, that 574, basically that's a monthly entry fee, and they been enrolling you monthly ever since you paid 574 for that generator.
Okay, so, but I never received a generator.
Yes, ma'am. That's how they basically scam people or trick you into getting it or spending your money because they basically that 574 was an entry fee for a contest to win the generator.
Okay, so why am I being billed $67.32 a month?
Because once you signed up and to win the
What?
generator,
No, I did not approve
you asked
that.
while and I was trying to tell you while. I'm sorry.
I did not approve that at all, and I want that canceled, and I want my money back.
Did you ju you just said you went to the bank. Did you make any disputes with the bank?
Yeah, I just came with from the bank, and I said I did not purchase anything from Fast Results.
Okay. Did you make any disputes to the bank?
Did I what?
Make any disputes from the bank with the bank about the payment?
Yeah, we're canceling it and they're going to try to get my money back.
So you.
Because I did
That's not,
not, I mean,
ma'am,
I
that's not
canceled
what
my
I'm
car.
asking. I'm sorry if you can't hear me and understand me, but I'm asking, did you make any disputes to the bank before I try to get you a refund back? If you made
Did I
any
make any?
disputes, did you make any disputes with the bank? Meaning, did you tell the bank to go into the to assist them in the investigation for the charges that was made?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then, ma'am, I cannot, I can't do anything to the account because you already went to your bank.
Right, I went to my bank because I did not purchase this. I do not like being billed $67.32 a month for something I did not order. I mean, just because I signed up for a contest doesn't mean y'all can charge me.
And it also said in the terms and conditions before you actually signed up that you could take it out in that 15-day and 14-day enrollment.
No, there was nothing like that
yes,
even
it
discussed.
It's
no,
on the terms and conditions. You didn't read the terms and conditions?
There was nothing on that Facebook account about that.
Oh, you ordered it on Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Give me one second.
And there was nothing on there about that. And it was supposed to be $2 and not $5 and something. And I never saw a $2
charge.
My-
yeah, that's what I was stating. That they didn't, that you didn't do the $2. They tricked you into paying $5.74 for the shipping and handling for the generator that you did not get.
Well,
and automatically.
You cancel that. Cancel everything. I am done with y'all. I will never order anything online again or get in a contest or anything else. And I want my money back. And the bank will
can you,
make
can
sure
I place
that
you on
I
a
get
breathe hold? Okay, can I place you on a breath hold? Okay.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and cancel that for you, but since you already went to the bank and made the dispute, you're going to have to call us back with the bank on the line so we can and to drop the dispute so we can fully
look,
refund you your
calling,
money.
Look, I sat on hold. Y'all said whenever I called, and I called from the bank lady was there.
You have, okay.
And,
did you talk to anyone?
And y'all put me on hold.
Hold on, wait a minute, ma'am. Can you answer my questions first so I can understand what's going on? Because you're yelling at me and it's not going to help me get anything solved because I can't understand yelling.
I can't understand. Her window down.
Okay. Go ahead. Are you going to listen to me or what?
I'm listening. You can go ahead.
Okay. I was at the bank, and I tried to call y'all. And the number I have was 844-364-4850 out of California. Put me on hold. Said it would be a hold of 2 minutes. I was on hold for 11 minutes the second time. The first time I was on hold for 6 minutes. And I tried calling someone else because this is not the only charge I've been charged that I didn't do. And anyway, she was there. She heard that, you know, no one would answer. So I requested a call back.
You go ahead.
So I guess you're my callback.
You said you talked to someone from our company, or you're not sure?
No, I did not. I was put on hold. And the recording
kept saying. That's what I'm trying to ask, ma'am. Did you talk to someone, like try to talk to someone for our company?
Yes, I did. I tried to call. This Fast Results is where I tried to call. And I was on, they said, the recording said your hold time would be 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. I was on hold for 11 minutes. And no one answered. So then they asked if I requested a callback. So I said, yes, so that's you.
Yes, ma'am. When you spoke to the bank, what did the bank advise you to do?
She said that since I couldn't get an answer from y'all, and she was there, and to verify that, you know, it was longer than 2 minutes or whatever, that she was going to go ahead and turn it into the bank, and they would seek my refunds from you. Because I was charged on 11.
Yes, ma'am. If you call back with the bank and drop the dispute, we can fully refund you both of those back.
So if I call the bank and tell them to cancel that, you can go ahead and do that?
Yes.
Let me just go back to the bank with you here on the line, because I just left there. And because I want to stay with you on the line. I'm about 5 minutes away, so... I mean, y'all wasted 11 minutes of my time, so.
Yes, ma'am. We do have to talk to the bank rep as well.
Okay. Well, I'll be there in about 5 minutes, so we can go in and talk to her, and she can do whatever. But I do need to get refunded for that on my card.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately,
I went
ahead and
canceled my card. Y'all can't charge me anymore because I canceled my card. I'm waiting on a new one now. This is not a good time for this to be going on and money coming out of my account that I did not approve. So, but anyway, she's there
yes,
at
ma'am.
The bank right now.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I can't sit on the phone with you because I do have other customers I have to assist. I can't sit on
well,
the phone with
I was
you.
On
You're
going
to have to
I was on hold for 11 minutes. You
and
can't
that's
wait
the reason
five?
Why. That's the No, ma'am. That's the reason why we was in the call. We're trying to get as many calls as we can through as possible.
So in other words, I got to go back to the bank. I got to go back to the bank and wait on the phone again. The bank closes at 3, by the way, and it's 2:30 now.
You can call the bank and you can just get someone on the phone and we can go from it from there. You don't necessarily have to go back. But yes, ma'am, I cannot wait on the line. I have other customers I need to assist. But I have
so
counsel.
I can call the bank. What should I tell the bank when I call them?
But I have canceled and notated your account. You can ask them to drop the dispute, and you can call us back and get that full refund.
I'm not
going to
call you back. I mean, I sit on hold for 10, 12 minutes. Nobody answers. And then you call me back and tell me you can't do anything without my bank lady. I'm trying to get to the bank, and now you tell me you can't wait on the line. Now, I'm a little bit upset. Just refund my money.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, ma'am, I do apologize, but sorry. I can't wait on the line.
I'll just, okay.
If there's nothing else I can
do. Do I need to hire a lawyer? Do I need to hire an attorney? Because I will.
It's already in dispute. I can't touch it. I can't make a refund because you already talked to your bank account, your bank, and you already made a dispute. By that dispute being made.
The bank will go ahead and get the money for me.
Okay.
We've already discussed that. Because I couldn't get a hold of y'all, and no one called me. I mean, we sat there for another 20 minutes working on my account, and still nobody called me back. So, I mean, you know, you wasted like 30 minutes of my time. And
yes, ma'am,
you want
I'm
me
sorry,
to
but if once the bank does the investigation, they're going to see that it's going to be a valid charge. So I am trying to get your money back to you the best way I can.
Well, you cancel for any further transactions to go on in my account, but you won't be paid, put it that way, because my card is canceled as of today. And this generator thing, that's just a big scam, and thank y'all for scamming
okay,
me.
Thank
Goodbye,
you, ma'am,
and have a
thank
nice
you for
day.
Calling customer support.
Huh?
Thank you for calling customer support.
Well, thank y'all, and y'all have a nice day for scamming me.